We're learning Masechtas Megillah Nev Zayin of the days of Mimamshich and the Inyan of Mishloach Manes. Where it starts off, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah Shadal Rabbi Ishiya Atma de Igla Tilsa the Gar Bid Chamra. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah sent Rabbi Ishiya a thigh of a Igla Tilsa, third-born Egel, the Gar Bid Chamra and a barrel of wine. Shalach Lei, he sent back to him Kamter Rabbeinu Mishloach Manes Ishtar Eyu Matanis Levyen. That's the Girsa that we have. But Rashi, and the Gain certainly takes out, Rashi says, Kam the Hochig Arsinon, Kam the Banabenu Mishloach Manes. And without Matanis of Yainim, and Rashi says, Tatre Manesika. So, fact the Marashah, so what's the Chiddush? Avada Atme the Igla and Garb the Chama is two Manes. How could he be Gairis that? What's the Chiddush Bechlal? Kam the Banabenu Mishloach Manes, why not? Send him Atme the Igla, Tilsa, the Garb the Chama, of course, Mishloach Manes. So, different Achrayim say different Pshatim. You see, the Chumash Sedeshin, Simen Kufi Aleph says that you don't need food, drinks are also good enough. Macholim, you don't need macholim, Ashkim is also Shishtiya, Bechalim, Achila. Well, in Avraham Bursa brings it down, Meshem, the Shlot. The Taz and the Pri Chodesh both bring a Rai from Awasugi. You see, he sent them a Garbi the Charma. So you see, Klar, that Shishtiya, Bechalim, Achila, he sent them a bottle of wine. So the Max Shekel says, that's the Teres of the Marshal's Kasha, that's good for the Chiddush. That Shdi is Bechal Achila, and Yaisa with Mashka. But I saw, the Turi Megillah points out, that could be in the Rambam, the Pshat's Mamish Punk Faket. The Rambam, we mentioned this in the previous Shia, it says, V'chei Chayiv L'Shleach Shtei Mane Isvasar, Ay Shnei Mine Eichlam, Ay Shnei Mine Tafshol. That's the Girsa we have in the Rambam. There is a Girsa, like the Shulchan Aruch brings, Chayiv L'Shleach Shtei Mane Isvasar, Ay Shal Mine Eichlam, Ay Shal Mine Tafshol, which that would mean you don't need two different Minim. Two manis is good enough. But the Rambam that we have says Shnei Mine Eichlim, Shnei Mine Tafsha sounds like two minim. But by Basir it doesn't say two minim. The Aruch HaShulchan is bothered. He tied his maybe to tell you Seifer, but the Rambam that we have says Shnei Manis Basir, Shnei Mine Eichlim, Shnei Mine Tafsha. So already mentioned, the Aruch HaShulchan brings from the Seifer David B'Itai that the Rambam is Dafka, that by Basir you talk only two minim, and he says, because the Tabi Varim Hashem Zemizah. But he, Gufer, brings this Araya from Asugya that it says, Yetzah ba'atma de'igla, vayistayis, you don't need two minim. Now, the Rambam doesn't mention anything about mashkim. The Rambam says three possibilities, basar, eichlin, and tafsho. Why not wine or mashkin? Teretz is faked. That's what typical is wants to be dyke. Really, the Rambam holds that mashkin not yetzah. So the guy with the charm, you weren't yetzah. So why yetzah? Because the Amad Igla Gufa has two manes, and the Chiddush is that by meat you don't need two minim. Well, the Gazach. I just think it's a little dachuk, so why did he send the Garb and the Chamer if you're not Yetzah? Unless maybe that enhances the Mishlaich Manes. So the Mishlaich Manes has to be Dafka Macholim, not Mashka. And the Rambam holds you don't say Shtiyah Bechal Achil Legabi Mishlaich Manes. And that he was Yetzah was because in the Amad Igla's tray is tray manes Basa, and that's a Raya, that by Basa you don't need Shtay minim. You see, in the next Gemara, they had Shnei Milim. He sent the Molitaska Hafshu, Molitaska Kimcha Davshina. He sent back Molitaska Zagvila, Molitaska the Papal Aricha. So here's one by Eichlin. He sent two Minim, Mashenka Mebasar. Assuming that wine doesn't count, he sent one thing. He sent the Atma Diglin. That was good enough. Now, Turi Evan, in the Kuncha Sachin, says he has a Pshat, which he's afraid to say. Lud Mistafina, he says, that he would say that the Kamta Banu Mishlayach Manis means that we're both Mekayim Mishlayach Manis. Because it doesn't say lishlayach manis, it says mishlayach manis. Mishlayach manis means to participate in the mishlayach manis. Both the nation and the makabah, both the donor and the recipient, are both mekayim the mitzvah of mishlayach manis. Tremendous chiddush. So Meili wants to answer. We're going to have later the kasha about michluf v'sudasi adadi. Rashi says he had him one year, but another year. And they all ask, how are they both mekayim mishlayach manis? And also he wants to answer another kasha that it says that Rabba said b'yad abayim oly tasa the kafsham umalei. Kasa Kimcha Devshina, so these are things you could eat. But he sent back a Molikasa de Palpali, Molikasa Mzvili, he sent pepper and ginger. These you can't eat, these are spices. He ate it with spices. He wanted to say, no, you know, he ate it with spices. The reason why he sent back spices is to show he was ready, he ate it already, but the Mishlayach one is both a Yetzer. But he says it's a very big Kiddush. Al Kabanim, so Kiam the Banu Mishlayach Manais, Kobi is telling you Kiddush, he ate it with wine. And mash kashdiya b'chal chiyilo, it could be faked. You're not yetzah with wine, it's telling you a chiddush, a b'basa, you don't need to mean it. And a mashal is mekayim our gifts. Count the money of benim shalach manis ishlei matanis levyain. He says you get both because since an av and the agla and a guy with the chamra are much more than what you need for mishlach manis, so the rest can matanis levyainim. And why is it two of yainim? It's two of yainim. He says because him and ibnei beis is good enough, which is that's also a chiddush that it's called two of yainim if you give to a family and you have the person and his family, and that's called two of yainim. But Turi Evan also wants to say maybe it's counted by Rabbeinu Mishlach Mashiach Matanis Levyenim, but he says he gave another one, as he gave one of the Matanis Levyenim this way. But Turi Evan Lameisa holds he can't be Yitzu with both of them. I think that's why the Groz Magia here, why the Groz Magia Matanis Levyenim, not to be Gairus, maybe the Groz holds he can't be Yitzu with both in one shot. Because I'm safe in Simon Kuflamatas is Marich, exactly why not. But that's the other shot in the Gemara that you Mekayim both in one shot, but that's a Shrey Zachla Alacha. But there's another gears in the Gemara on the side of Eina Chanan on the side, which is really from the Yerushalmi, and the Ritva brings it down. That there were two shluchas in. This is Gersa. That originally he sent the Atma the Egel, just the thigh of the Egel, the Gar of Yain, and one bottle of wine. And he said, Kiamta Banner Abenu Matanis Lev Yainim. And the Rach says, Nesinis of Yainim Nasatali, Mana Achas Via Yerich. He only gave me very little, he gave me one Mana Yerich, that's called Matanis Lev Yainim. The Ritva says, the present wasn't, he didn't like it. He didn't think it was chashim enough. So he said, this is matanis l'avyeinim. This is not mishlayach manis. So that, the Gemara says, ha'da shalach le'egel tos an entire egel. The gimel gav v'yayin, three bottles of wine. Omer, kiam t'banu shalach manis. Because this is a present which is roya for you. So the Dvar says, you see, for me, that Mishlach Manas needs a chashivas, Matanis of Yainim doesn't. Matanis of Yainim, anything is good enough. And the Dvar says, Matanis of Yainim, the star of even two brutas are good enough, but less than a bruta, it's not called Matana. Mishabur brings it down. It's a metaphor, he's Tzadik Dalat Sifkan Beis. And the Dirshim Mishabur, he brings down from different Gedalim that you need more than just a bruta. The Al Kabanim, that's what's Mavur in the Ritvah. So this is the Gemara. The Gemara is, it's a longer Gemara. On the first matana, he told them, Kiyam Tubanu Matanis Lev Yainim. And the second one, he said, Kiyam Tubanu Mishlach Manas Lishu Eyo. Because the first one wasn't good enough. Maybe, I don't know if you could say it, but maybe it was moved by Derech Tzachas. It was Purim, like you find the Derech Tzachas in the next Gemara. He didn't really mean it wasn't enough. He meant, as I grew, like you're a Vidin Nasiya, I'd expect even more. Now, the Chai Onam says that he brings the Yerushalmi, which is the same as the Skirs of the Rach and the Ritva. And he says like this, he says, Mashem Yizet, Nim Shaleach Dava Pachas La'ashir, Eini Yetzim Zayin Nim Shaleach Mani. So you see from him, if you send something Shvach to an Ashir, you're not Yetzim, you're Nim Shaleach Mani. And B'Alacha brings it down. And he says, Azayis Mashem Nidval, if he wanted to go say to the Gemara, like we explained. But the B'Alacha writes, Char Paisel Miskir Dava Zev, and Achal Nizar B'Zalach Atchila. The problem is, the Lashon of the Chai Adam is, if you send the Dava Pachas to an Ashir, says the Chemed, it's Merchus from Simchas. He says, "What do you mean? The whole point here is fakared. Apparently, Reb Eishia was an ani. That's why he says Mekayim Matanis Levyanim. He can't be Mekayim Matanis Levyanim if Reb Eishia was an Asher. Apparently, Reb Eishia was ani. Reb Yudin Nasi was the Nasi. Mestami was the Asher. He's sending this Kishmakish Alach Manis. So it sounds like you need a Chashivas for the Nasi, not for the Mekabel. Why does the Chai Adam say?" The Asher is not Yetzer, not if you sent it to an Asher. So I think that the Lashon of Chai Adam could be matchik a little bit. Because maybe it means like this, if you send the Dover Pachis La Asher, something which is considered Pachis for an Asher, if an Asher sends it, then you're not Yetzer. The B'Alacha changed the Lashon in Drap, he says, Imshaleach La Asher Dover Pachis. That sounds even more clear that he's sending it to the Asher. The Chaya, the Yisrael, you're getting it from this Gemara, from this Girsa Fakan, it means if an Asher sends it. Quite so in Shisad, the Rashi Shtermach, and Chuvus and August, Chaylik Mason, Makufn and Dalin, he says, it should be telling the Tam of Mishlach Manas. If the Tam is like the Chumas and Dashan, like we said, that everyone should have a Suda, so you have to send to everybody what he would use in the Suda. If you're sending an Asher something, which he wouldn't be able to use in the suit, that's too little for him, that's not Mishlach Manas. But like the time of the Manas Halevi, Harvest Chiba Vireyas, or like the time we said from the Yushainim of Simcha, the Chai is Tali and the Nisan. The Chai no go avad that Ashirim send Ashir is the Kishalach Manas, and Nihim send Nanim the Kishalach Manas. We're not makbid who we send it to, that we send to an Ashir, we should send him something for an Ashir. Chayas a pashi pshat in the Gemara, according to Rishvan, according to the Ritva, according to Rebbeinu Chananel, that the Yisaita is the first mature. He was telling you, if Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya, that you're sending this, there's not enough for you. This is Matanas Lavyainim. But not that for him it wasn't enough. For the Fi'erich of Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya wasn't enough. Chayas Tali in the nice and not in the Makam. Now the Gemara goes right, the Gemara brings the story of Abaye Barava Mechinim Barava Michal Fasut Nasayil Adit Ma'adadi. They switch to this with each other. Rashi says it means Zayichalim Zebu Purim Shoshana Zu Bishni Yisayil Chamei Imai. That they switch years. They alternated years. One year Abaye Barava would invite Mechinim Barava to the Suda. And the other year Mechinim Barava would invite Abaye Barava to his Suda. Now the Ran and the Rambam learn differently. The Ran and the Rambam learn that the Pshat is that they didn't have enough to afford both Sudas Purim and Mishlayach Manas. So Mamela, how were they Yetzer both of them? Teretz says, they made up, I'll send you my Suda, you send me your Suda, in the same year. And Mamela, I'm Makai Mishlech Manas because I sent my Suda, and I still have a Suda because you sent me your Suda. And that's the way you could afford Mishlech Manas. That's the Ran and the Rambam Perik Beis Alachat Ezvav. And the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tafri Sadek Esav Dal, the Mamela, Yachlum Chavei, Zeshach 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 Zeshach. That's like the Parsha Pshat in the Gemara, but the Rashi didn't learn the way. Rashi says, Zayichlam Zevah Purim Shoshana Zu, Bishni Yisayich Havei Yimai. So effectively, Yisayich, so how are the Yitzim Shalach Manas? L'chaira, only the one who was giving is Yitzim Shalach Manas. The other ones are Yitzim Shalach Manas. And Elamai, they gave their own Shalach Manas, so what was the Chiddush Bechlal? L'chaim Sudah Seh Adadi. Was that a din in Elcha Shalach Manas? What is a din? What is the Chiddush Bechlal? So the three Mahalchim in Rashi, one is the Enechanami, only the donor is Mekayim Shalach Manas, the recipient not. And Shalach, what's the Chiddush? Right, we're gonna discuss that soon. The three Pshat and what the Chiddush is. Another Pshat is they're both Mekayim Shalach Manas, and we'll have to see why. And the third Pshat is neither Mekayim Shalach Manas, and then we have to see what the Gemara is trying to say. So the first Pshat we said was that the donor is Mekayim, right, the host is Mekayim Shalach Manas, the guest is not. And the guest would have to give his own Shalach Manas. So what's the Chiddush? So Dakim Meisha says the Chiddush is that he didn't send it to him in his house. If again, he invited him to his Purim Suda. If you invite someone to your Suda, are you Mekayim Mishloach Manas? Maybe Mishloach Manas. You have to send away the Manas to end in his house, not invite him to your house. And so did Akimash, that's a Chiddush Gufa. That he ate by him, and still he's Mekayim Mishloach Manas. So they wanted to partner each other for Mishloach Manas at least every other year. You don't have to give Mishloach Manas. So every other year, you'll be the host of the Suda, I'll be the guest. And you'll be Mekayim Mishloach Manas that way. And the Chiddush of the Gemara is that you're Mekayim Mishloach Manas, even though you didn't send it to his house, you invited him to your house. Pri Chodesh says similar, but he learns you don't have to send it to his house. You're talking not Mekayim Mishloach Manas if you just invite him to your Suda. Mishloach Manas means you send him a present of money, it's not you invite him to your Suda. But this is what they did. They sent the host, so to speak, he sent his whole Suda to the guest in his house. And then the one who made the Suda, that's Mekayim Mishloach Manas, went to eat the Suda by him. So every other Purim, one of the two would make a Suda, send it to his friend in the house in Mekayim Mishloach Manas, and then they would eat together from that Suda. But that's also Chiddush Zot Yipikadosh, because even though you're sending him something which you yourself are going to eat for, so maybe that's not called Manas, Kamash, well, that's called Manas. If you invite him to your house, it's not called Manas. If you send it to him, even though you're going to come to the house and eat it yourself also, that's called Manas. And the Taz says that the Chiddush is that you would think that it might be like Alva. If we made up a deal, I'll send you my Suda this year, you send me your Suda next year, the Chayz the Chalila. So maybe that's not Mishloach Manas, you're not giving him a present, you're lending him. You're giving him a Suda one year, he'll pay you back a Suda the other year. It's just like lending and paying back. Kamashmala, no, it's called Mishloach Manas. It's like the Taz, why didn't Rashi learn the regular Pshat? Why didn't Rashi just learn that they exchanged Sudas that year? Taz says, because Rashi, that's Takanat Mishloach Manas. If the same year, I'm giving you my Suda, in order you should give me your Suda, it's well, Mishloach Manas, that's an exchange. But if this year I give you my whole Suda, and I don't take anything, and next year you give me your whole Suda, and you don't take anything, that's already called Mishloach Manas, but not the same year. But even to the Vias, the Chiddush, you would think that's came like a Mecher, Kamash Malan, that's called Mishloach Manas. So that's the first Pshat in Rashi. The one who's giving the food is Mekayim Mishloach Manas, What's the chiddush? According to the Derek of Moshe, the chiddush is because he's inviting you to his suda, he's not sending the manis to you. According to Bichadish, he is sending the manis. The chiddush is because he's coming along and eating it also. And the Taz says the chiddush is you don't say that it's negated by the fact that you want to send the Mishloach manis to next year. The second Pshat of Rashi is the Bach, that they're both Yetzer. And what does he say? He says, Amari Dikazach. What's the reason for Mishloach manis? We know from the manis that Levi, the reason is Laharbach Achmed Reyes. What could be more Achmed Reyes than eating together? That's Gufa, Ki, and Mishloach manis for both of them. Shazant is Ach, L'chaya, it's not Mishloach manis. He says, no, since you have the Indian Mishloach manis, you have the Achmed Reyes, you're eating together with Simcha, Matayim Levi, Mishta Yachad, that's already a part of Mishloach manis. And Zaktabach, you know if they say they were poor? Maybe they weren't poor. They were rich. But this is a machachilatik away to Mekayim Mishloach manis. See, we mentioned also the Turi Evan before. The Turi Evan was trying to say that maybe both the donor and the recipient, both the Nisan and the Makabal, Makai Mishloach Manas. And he says, that's Gufa Ekelun Rashi, that when you give somebody a Suda, so you're both Makai Mishloach Manas. You're both involved in the Mishloach Manas. So that's the second Pshat. Now, the first Pshat is that only the Nisan is doing Mishloach Manas, and the Chiddush is, like the Darkei Moshe, because he didn't send it out of his house to the other house, he just invited him to his house, like the Pre-Chadash, he did send it out of the house, but the Chiddush is, even though he's coming along to eat with it, and like the Taz, the Chiddush is that you don't say that it's just an exchange. And the Bach and the Turi Evan say they're both being Mekayim Shalach Manas, according to the Bach, because they're being Mekayim the Chiba V'Reis. Now the third Pshat of Rashi is that neither is Mekayim Shalach Manas. This is what it says in the Chiddush Yadshe Hashem on the Rif, he brings from the Maran Shapiro, that they send Mishloach Manas. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that in Hilchos Sudas Purim, that the Sudas Purim was done together. The Vart is, it wants to tell you that for Simcha Yisrei, you have to be Marbe B'Simcha B'Sudas Mreim, and not that each one should celebrate alone. They don't celebrate enough. You have to celebrate with your friends. He says, "Mizen Dirish Nishtarva V'Minig Shehalchem B'Chaburis Na'arim V'Vayis L'Vayis V'Eichlem V'Shoysim," that that's where it came, this Minig, that in Purim everyone walks, goes around from one house to the other, and they go and they eat together. So mainly that's because of this Gemara, that the Gemara is teaching us that you have to have the Sudas Purim together with friends. Now, granted, there's a famous Shaila that Achreinim discuss, Mishloach Manas, like we were discussing, maybe does it mean sending it away from the house? The Shaila of Mishloach Manas mean also specifically a Shliach. Do you have to do it through a Shliach, or could you do it in yourself and also be Yetzir? The Binyan scene from Aruch Lanei was Mesupik about it. He says, L'chayim Mishloach Manas sounds like you have to do with the Shliach, but he says the Paiskim don't mention it. And he says that Mishloach could mean like the Ramah, that as long as you sent it, even if Yana didn't receive it, which you spoke about in the previous year, the Mishloach Manas, think it's the sending the money, it's not receiving the money, it's but the sending, that's why it says Mishloach. So even if you didn't receive it, he's sending it, he says, you don't have to give it to me, so you also it's a Mishloach Manas. And he says, that's why the Paiskim didn't mention anything about sending a Shliach. But he says, he fears us, L'chathchila, Tov Yesh L'Shliach Manas L'Yach, L'chathchila, you should send it with a Shliach. And the Mishnah Berurah brings that. It's in Mitav Reisha, the case of Katan Yilches. Now, in the Eishel Avram, the one from Bachach, the end of Mitav Reisha, the case is also Mesupik, if you need a Shliach or not, also from the words Mishloach. But he says, don't bring a raya. The Gemara says in other places they call the iul lamatzi avet shliach lamatzi mashi. If he can't do it, he can't send the shliach. So how could it be that you're not yaitza, and with the shliach yaitza? If you can't do it, then he can't send the shliach. So he says nah. But here, if the whole mitzvah is meant to be al yedei shliach, then you wouldn't say that you say it. You'd say that you say it if you're supposed to do it yourself. So then, and you can't do it, so then you can't send the shliach. But if the whole point is to send the shliach, so then it could be a shliach could do it even though you can't do it. But he says, L'maisa not. L'maisa, he says, he thinks that you are Yetzer Yidei Chavasa even by yourself. So why does it say Mishloach Manas? It's the Kula, that he doesn't have to do it himself, and you don't even have a din of Mitzvah by Yetzer Mishluchai. That's what he says. Mishloach Manas is a Kula, you don't have to do it yourself. What's the Pshat in that? What's the Pshat? Why would Mishloach Manas, if you could do it yourself, Zalchai, why does it Mitzvah by Yetzer Mishluchai? So I think it means like this. If the Pasuk wouldn't say Mishloach Manas, let's say it say Nisinus Mais, that means you have to do it yourself. You could send the Shliach, but that would only be out Shliach Shalom Kamaisai. So then there'll be a Din of Mitzvah by Yaisim Mishluchai. But now that it says Mishloach Manas, so the Vart isn't bringing it yourself. The Vart is sending it. Now you could bring it yourself also, like Gara, from sending it. So why is it saying Mishloach to send it? It's not Bedafka. The Vart is, there is no Inyan for you to bring it. The mitzvah wasn't given for you to bring it. The mitzvah was given for you to send it. Now, if you're the delivery man, so it also works. Nafkamina, you wouldn't say mitzvah bayisim mishluchai. The chayyot would also come in nafkamina, you wouldn't need to bash shlichus. See, there's a chsam sefer. It's completely shalai mekayma. It's a gittin nafkavayisim and bayis. And the chadush chsam sefer, gittin nafkavayisim and bayis, the maskal avanidain. And he writes like this. He says, v'dava havein. I want you to know and understand that whenever Chazal talk about if someone is a baris shlichus and not a baris shlichus, what they mean to say by baris shlichus and not a baris shlichus, they mean to say, is he a shliach kamaisai? That's what they mean. Is he a shliach kamaisai? But to do a shlichus, even a monkey could do a shlichus. He just won't be kamaisai. He says, so when the Torah has a kpeda that the Maldav himself should do it, Navas, we say, Shliach Shalom Kamaisai, so then you need a din shlichus. But if the Torah says, do shlichus like Mishlayach Manais, so that works even make kaif v'chol absulim. And he says, v'havin zeki kvar tohu bai gedolim v'tayvim imeni. People who are much greater than me made a mistake, and therefore I'm pointing this out, that you shouldn't make a mistake. So, at first I thought that Ksav Seif is telling you that Mishlayach Manais has to be done dafka yedei a shlich. Now he says, Heikesh Amatar Shiyishlach Shliach and Mishlayach Manis, that works even on Day Kaif. But then I thought, maybe Vaita means like the Eshel Avram. Torah is not saying that it has to be a Shliach and not you. You're like Gara from a Shliach. What the Torah is saying is that there's no din to have it you. The din is to send it. When the din is to send it, so you could send it with the Kaif also. I saw, as wrote down, in the Likud Chavir Ben Chaim, a Talmud of the Chsam Sefer, it's in the Sefer on the Aris of the Maria Asad. He brings that this Gdolim V'Tayvim man was Rabbi Kiv Eger. Rabbi Kiv Eger had a suffix if you could send the guy with Mishlayach Manis. And the Chsam Sefer told him, no, Avadi could send the guy. There's no din to do it yourself. So Avadi, you don't need Shlichus. So Avadi, the guy would also work. But Al Kobanim, what do we have in the Gave the Shail of Shlichus? The Binyan Sian, he says that you don't need Shlichus. It's like Achila, it's better to have Shlichus. The Eshel Avram also says you don't need Shlichus, but they're both of them are slipping about it. The Stechemet does bring a sefer called Yafel Aleim that says that the Mashmoyis in the Pasuk, and also he says the Paiskim and say, L'shleich Manis, sounds like you dafka need a shleich. The like Chacham Echad as Meschasid, the Atzmai that he did a dafka himself as Mitzvah Beis and Mishluch, I know, you need a shleich. I saw in the Dirshu Mishavura, he brings the Chazanish and the Mishkirav and the Mishleim Mizam and Umech and the Mishav, the old Paschal Lameisa, that you don't need a shleich. So one more shayla for ishes mechiyavis mishlayach manis. The Ramah in Siman Tafrei Sad, the case of Dal Paskins, that a ishes mechiyav mishlayach manis, and the Prichadish is chaylik, and it says mishlayach manis ish lemeyu mefurish that the ish is chayav mishlayach manis and not an isha. So Rabbi Kivega the Shulchan Aruch, he also brings it in the Mishnayos. He says the Ma'aseh, the Gemara says nashim mechiyavis mikir begul gilam shafim mechiyavis ma'aseh anes. The thing is the chayr the Prichadish will taina. That good, but here it says mafurish that Isha's pater. So Zakh Rabbi Kvega like this. Taisus on the Avdalan Manal brings down the bag that says that an Isha can't be Maitzi and Ish and Mikri Megillah. Shail is why. So Yavin says a pshat, because Taisus there says that Afin Haya Baisanes is only Mechayim in the Rabbanan. That's why you need a pasuk for Matzah, because Afin Haya Baisanes is only Mechayim in the Rabbanan. So who would then say, you could say by Megillah is also that way. Megillah is a chiyim medivir Kabbalah, has a chiyim medivir Torah, it's a chiyim anshe knesset gdel medivir Nevi'im. And that's how anashim are mechuyiv. But the nashim are only mechuyiv in the Rabbanah. So come they say, they don't have a chiyiv medivir Kabbalah. They have only a chiyiv in the Rabbanah. That's the chil between the chiyiv anashim and the chiyiv nashim. That's why Isha can't be maitzi in Isha. Zakir b'kegel, the fees there is very good. The pasuk of Adis mishlaich manas ish l'vehu. In the pasuk, the chiyuv of Megillah is taka mitzvah seishes man grama, and you taka not mechuyiv. The chiyuv of Nashim comes because Afin Haya Baisanes and it's like the chiyuv of Megillah. That chiyuv is not from the pasuk. That chiyuv is midarabanan. But the pasuk is telling you the ikh chiyuv manchik v'esek dam. That's ish le'ehu. That's taka only an ish. As does Rabbi Kvega Geshmak Rishat. In Mishnayis, the Gemara doesn't like the Tari Evan. But the Aruch HaShulchan says the whole thing is not shver. Avad the Nashim are mechuyiv and everything in Purim Afin Haya Baisanes. The only thing is, why is it Ishli Ayim? He says a lot of times in the Torah that way. The Nashim HaMechuyiv and the Zikin, and still it says, Kigiv Shar Ish Shar Ayim, it says, Kivdach Ishbar. A lot of times it says Ish in the Torah. The Torah writes Ish, even though Nashim are also Mechuyiv. So here, then also, the Gil says Ishra Ayim, it's talking to Ish, but about the Nashim also Mechuyiv, because Afin Hayim by Sanes.